honor. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. The sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God. The Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place that he was. Then after he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." He became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Then where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. The Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of that blind man done something that this man would not have died?" And Jesus was perturbed and said, "Come to the tomb." It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He's been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you, if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" They took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know you always hear me, but because of the crowd, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice and said, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot in burial bands, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary to see what they had done began to believe in Jesus.
Yes.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Many times I've said, if you are a member of this church family, you need to be doing your ministry.
Amen. Yes.
And that's not just coming to church, but everybody should be involved in some way to build up this faith community.
Yes.
Whether you sing in the choir, whether you help clean the church on the weekends, you're involved in health ministry or read or usher, help make sure the collection is counted properly. All of us should be doing our ministry.
Amen.
You see, church is not a spectator sport.
Amen.
You see, church is about people coming together to build up the body of Christ.
Amen.
How good it is to see someone you've watched grow for the last 8 years as his pastor, heard his first confession, gave him his first communion, almost taller than me. But how good it is that Scott Owens Jr. serves Mass for the first time today. Isn't that great? That big old smile on his face, but Scott, we're so proud of you, as so many young people like yourself, you take that extra step. So thank you so much for saying yes to your mom, but yes to God especially. Amen? Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Just ask God to pray, ask you to pray for me, that God will bless me today, that I might do my ministry. Amen? Yeah. I've been ordained to preach the word of God. And I come before you, Lord, with all my weaknesses. But I come before you, know that you have blessed me in so many ways. And I feel your presence, and I feel the prayers of your people. So open my mouth, Lord, to speak your word. Because with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. And we hear the word now proclaimed as you desire, Lord. We ask all these blessings through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there's some songs that endure the test of time.
Yes.
There's some songs that are kind of hot for a little bit and they fade away. But there's some songs that endure. And one of the signs that a song has some longevity is when somebody remakes your song.
Come on,
man. You have to also think about who actually sang it first. Well, this song that comes to mind today was written in 1972. And it comes from a space where the artist was really feeling a sense of homesick, missing family and home. And some artists are able to take that and put it into music and greatness. You know what I'm talking about, Miss Tanya? You take that space you're in. She just focused, you know? But I know Tanya's gifted, and she takes a space where she's at and puts in the music. Amen?
Amen.
Some of our best songs. Well, Bill Withers. Long before it was remade by other folks, long before it was actually a movie title, he sang Lean On Me. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. That song comes to mind today because we've just heard a beautiful, well-known passage of scripture where Jesus is in relationship with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. It's John chapter 11. And it shows us that Jesus Christ, a divine person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, we say it, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, but made and comes in the flesh, incarnate, because of God's incredible love for you and me. Jesus was fully human and fully divine. A beautiful mystery that theologians can't fully capture, but we know what a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
And this story reminds us that there were times when Jesus would lean on Martha, Mary, and Lazarus in friendship. We all need good friends. And friends are important, because you choose them. You don't choose your family. You really my brother? But you choose your friends.
Yes.
And the old folks would say, show me your friends, and I'll tell you what kind of person you are. Because you choose friends that should similarly be a part of your same values. Jesus had a relationship with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Again, being fully human, there was times he said, I got to get away. Those folks drive me crazy. I'm just going to stay with you for a little bit. Friendship. Martha, what you cooking today? What you got on the stove? And we'll go there, take off his sandals, and get a nice meal. And I believe a nice cold drink. That's the kind of Jesus I like. But we had relationships like we do in our sororities and fraternities. Folks we know from the job or schools. People that we have connection to. One of the great gifts of having our phones and social media is that we can stay connected to people in a holy way.
Amen.
Jesus had relationships, and so do we. In 21 years of priesthood, I thank God of all the people I've encountered in relationships as a priest. I'm blessed to have people I can lean on.
Come on.
Amen.
Folks that will say, Steve, how's it going? Folks who knew me way back and say, what do you need me to help you with? In this church family, leaning on you, asking you, will you take care of this, and knowing it's going to happen. That's called church. That's called relationships. Think about your friendships you have and how important they are in your life, in your most difficult, painful hours. You reach out to them, don't you? And they're there for you as a friend. For that's what friends are for. That's why John 11 is so strange. If Martha, Mary, and Lazarus were that tight with Jesus, if they were his squad, his homies, whatever you want to call it, when he gets word that Lazarus is about to pass, he doesn't go. Lord, the one you love is ill. Sometimes we don't have that much time, do we? We have a heart attack or gun violence happens. We don't have that moment to say goodbye, do we? But obviously, Lazarus was slowly passing away. Who knows what I'm talking about? That kind of experience, when you see life pass away, meaning that there was time for Jesus to get there, because he says this will not end in death but the glory of God. He kept on preaching, and you can imagine after all these days have passed how Martha and Mary felt when the one they loved was not just late but late. Some of us are late, and some are late. I won't go there this morning.
Thank you.
But Jesus was late. It was over. Dead, buried, everything's finished. He's not just late, he's late. And you would think that Martha and Mary would feel so much in pain, because in our moment of need, when we wanted to lean on you, you weren't there. Now, imagine how they might have felt deep down inside. Think about your own feelings when you needed someone to be there for you and they don't show up. You might feel disappointed, hurt, angry. Where you been when I needed you? I needed you, I called you, you weren't there. But see, God's ways are not our ways. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts. And God's time It's not always our time. You see, he's an on-time God. He's an on-time God. He may not come when you want him to be there, but he'll be there. Y'all ain't with me, right on time. He's an on-time God. He told the Israelites, why are you crying out to me? Go on through that Red Sea and watch what I'm gonna do. Water to the left, water to the right. He's an on-time God. When God sends his son and uses the vestige of woman, of Mary, how can this happen? I'm an on-time God. The time has come for me to send a savior, and I choose a woman to make my child come as a baby to remind us I will walk the walk of humanity with you from birth to death. It's covered in my time, in my way. An on-time God. You see, the reason why he comes late is because Lazarus is not just dead, he's dead. No question about it. A clear distinction between death and life. That the glory of God would come through. That the boxing match between heaven and earth would start. The boxing match between the devil and grace of God would start. In this corner is grace and mercy. In that corner is death and destruction. Let the bell begin. And fight starts. And Jesus comes to them and reminds them, you gotta lean first and foremost on the power of God. The lean first and foremost on the power of God. Do you believe this? Yes, I believe. I am the resurrection, the life. I have control over life and death, for God did not make death, but God sends his son to destroy death. What else have you been walking these days of Lent for, if not to walk the days of Holy Week, to fall, to get up, to fall, to get up, and to realize if you carry your cross, I shall wear a crown. Someday. See his face someday. When it's over, I will put on my robe, tell my story, how I made it over. We all need somebody to lean on. Just call on me, brother. When you need a hand, we all need someone to lean on, and we do. We need our friends and family. We need relationships that are healthy and holy. But if you don't first and foremost have a connection to God, when the going gets tough, and it will, when the rain comes, and it will, when the storms come, because sometimes those you think are your friends aren't really your friends. But I got a friend in Jesus. I got a friend. I got two or three people who believe. I got a friend in Jesus. I got a friend in him, in good times and bad, in sickness and health. I got a friend in Jesus. And if I have that kind of connection to my God, there's sometimes I gotta wait. Just sit and be still and be quiet. You see, I'm coming. I got something for you, Martha. I got something for you, Mary. Mary, don't you weep. And Martha, don't you moan. You see, you might have made me an earthly meal. I got the bread of life for you.
Right.
You made a get me a cold drink of water. I have living water.
Yes.
You got to be quiet. And sit. And do something we don't do very well in our culture today. Wait. Be patient. Sit with it. Put down the phone and let God do what God wants to do in your life. If you truly have taken on Lent as you should, as we should, maybe the challenge is wait on the Lord. I'm coming. In my time. In my way. You see, I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Because I know He's an on-time God. I know He's going to come right when He needs to come. I know that it may not be my clock. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.